Welcome to a Stain Gang podcast as we talk Midwestern State Volleyball with head coach Stephanie Radecki. Midwestern State is going to be home Friday to take on Solrall State, and we'll talk more about that match coming up. Midwestern State had a couple of home games last week and coming off a matchup against Dallas Baptist, and that is a really good team. And I thought you competed well against Dallas Baptist on Wednesday night.
Yeah, definitely. I think we had some moments where we really showed a lot of improvement and a lot of great things. And you know, when you're playing a program that's as successful as they are, you have to be able to be even more crisp towards the end of sets. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. But Dallas Baptist is a really strong team. I think they hit over 400 as a team, something really ridiculous.
Your hitting percentage wasn't bad, by the way.
I don't know if it was good.
I mean, it wasn't. It may not have been great, but it wasn't.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember.
I want to
this.
Say it was in the high. It was like 190 in that neighborhood.
I think it was under that, only because Dallas Baptist wrote in their, you know, pregame write up. They talked about how our team was 6-0 when we hit over 174, and 0-7 when we hit below 174. And I thought that was an interesting stat. And I remember after the match, the one thing I asked Coach McCall was, did we hit over 174? And she said no.
So your hitting percentage might have gone down since I last checked. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. It's crazy how that works. I don't know exactly what it was, but
I mean, I know early in the match, in that first set, you hit at a really high number. Yes. I know it went down in the second.
Our middles hit extremely high and our pins hit low, which that, you know, they obviously, your pins get more attempts a lot of times, so that kind of bounces out.
You did finish at 157. You hit 192 in the first set. I think that's what I had in my head.
Yes.
And then you hit 219 in the third set. So those were the two numbers I was really focused on.
And that's what you should focus on.
I did not focus on the 091 in the second set.
The third set was really a strong set for us. I think the turning point was a timeout when Dallas Baptist was up 21-20, and I took a timeout, and we talked about how we were going to side out, and we just weren't able to do that efficiently. We let them score two more points, and then they were in a situation where they had match point, and then it's really difficult to fight back from that.
With Carly Wells and Delaney Fuller, do they have the best 1-2 punch in the conference?
I would say it's one of the best. You know, obviously we have a lot of teams that we haven't seen yet. But in terms of numbers, I think both of them are in the top 10 in the conference. So when you have two in the top 10, that's pretty impressive.
And I thought it was a good rebound. I realized you got swept at Dallas Baptist. I don't want to diminish that at all, but it seemed like you rebounded well from the loss that you had here on Saturday to Lubbock Christian, because it seemed like late in that match you kind of fizzled, but I thought you picked up your level of play at Dallas Baptist on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously we've talked a lot about how this team has been really persistently fighting and haven't really given up yet. I feel like that fourth set versus Lubbock Christian, that was definitely a defeat in a lot of ways.
Because you had won the first set
by
two. I think that one went to 26 points, and you came away with the victory. And then you lost the second set by 2 points. But it did it seemed like you guys were a little deflated that you weren't able to take a 2-0 lead.
Yes. And I think, you know, just slowly they broke us down, and we just felt very deflated and defeated in that fourth set, and it showed.
And to their credit, they raised their level of play.
Yeah.
But it's a bad combination when they're raising their level and your level drops.
Yes. I think that set was really frustrating for all of us. And we talked about that before the game last night. You know, we talked about how we had, you know, consistently been battling and not giving up is, I guess, the term. It hurts coming out of my mouth, but we did that Saturday, and so that we didn't want to see that team again, and everyone was really adamant about how badly we didn't want to see that team again.
Was there some hangover from Friday? Because I think you guys poured a lot into the match against Angelo State as well.
If I had to guess, I would say a lot of it has to do with we felt like Saturday, I don't want to say a must win, but we felt like Saturday could have been a program defining win for our season. I think everyone kind of felt that way. So not being able to finish and win that match, I think, was very hard to wrap our heads around.
So that brings us to this Friday. You've got the newcomer in the conference, and you've seen Sol Ross already once this year. I hesitate to use the phrase must win at this time of the year, but that's a definitely could, should win.
Yes. I mean, it has to mentally be a must win for us. Sol Ross is new to the conference. We beat them on the road at Eastern.
Swept them.
We swept them. They did beat St. Ed's, I believe, last weekend. They're very feisty. They fight. They play hard. They have good outside hitters that are very smart and just gutsy. They're a hard team to play right now.
I mean,
it's their first year in the conference, and they're kind of just going in to this with this mentality of let's just see what we got. And we're here really trying to climb and claw at a better spot in the conference for our team. So it's a hard team to play, but they're also a fun team to play because they work hard and they bring balls back and they just go after you and they get super excited for everything. And that's cool.
I mean, to some extent, that could be the scouting report on Midwestern State, right? You're kind of gutsy and feisty, aren't you?
I think we're gutsy and feisty, but I don't think we ever play like we have nothing to lose. And sometimes that's frustrating because it's kind of like when you're playing in Angelo State or Dallas Baptist, like, why do your expectations have to be any different than why not us? You know, why can't we beat these teams or why can't we get in the 20s and hope that we can finish and beat these teams? And then on the other side of it, it's kind of nice that our players have higher expectations than just putting up a fight.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So I'm going to ask a stupid question, but that's what I do here on a weekly basis.
Oh, okay.
But what's the biggest difference between the end of a set and those first 20, 25 points, where it seems like set in, set out, you're really competitive, and then things kind of get away sometimes? What's the big difference between those two phases of a set?
I think the biggest difference is you can get away with some unforced errors or some, oh, we let a down ball fall, we can't have that happen again at the beginning of a set. You don't want that to happen, but you can get away with it. Once it gets in the 20s, a missed serve, a missed responsibility, it just hurts more.
When we gather together Friday at Ligon Coliseum, and we want everybody to be at DL Ligon Coliseum on Friday as Sol Ross visits, there's a student drawing for Beats Studio Pro headphones. It's not like the old days where you get a ticket stub and there's a drawing.
No,
you have to scan.
You have to scan the app. We got to prove that you're there.
So
for participation.
To be entered in the drawing, students must scan their cork.
Yes.
Which is something I thought you pulled out of a bottle. So
I think that's how students get their tickets for all events.
So
it makes sense.
All the students probably know, and they're probably laughing at me. So that's pretty cool. And this is part of the Stangs October kickoff. I know you love having the students in the stands.
Yes.
Because they bring a lot of energy.
Yes. They bring a lot of energy, but also it's fun to share with them what we do. You know, it's kind of cool. Like, you, when they're there and you're kind of like, hey, they're going to get to see what we do every day and all the hard work that these players put in on a daily basis. Like, you know, if we can get out and watch other events, we want to be able to do that and support other organizations on campus. So it's just kind of cool to share.
And it's a fun ride, a volleyball match,
it
as
is.
We talked about last week.
Yeah.
I also wanted to ask you, do you have a pair of Beats Pro Studio wireless headphones?
I do somewhere.
Really?
Yes, I think I have.
Look
at
you.
I think I got real excited about them one year and bought them, and they're in my drawer because I always use my...
I do not have a pair, but I can tell you I've heard nothing but great things about them.
I think
everybody
very nice
raves about the quality.
Buses, stuff like that. They kind of cancel out noise.
So it's a pretty cool giveaway we've got.
Cozy. They make your ears feel like a cup of hot chocolate.
Wow. Do you...
I feel like that came from...
suddenly my ears feel like they're stuffed with marshmallows.
If you've ever seen the movie I think it's all about Steve. Have you ever seen that with Sandra Bullock and
I have not seen it.
Bradley Cooper.
But Sandra Bullock.
It's a fun watch, and she wears red boots, and they ask her why she wears her red boots, and she says something like, because they make my toes feel like friends at a campfire or something. I don't know, so that's where I pulled the hot chocolate from. But great movie recommendation.
If Sandra Bullock's in it, I'm interested.
It's got to be good.
I'll be watching.
Yeah.
By the way, first serve, 6 o'clock Friday night at D.L. Ligon Coliseum as Midwestern State takes on Sol Ross, and the Mustangs go for a victory over these Lone Star Conference newcomers.
Yes.
Can't make them feel at home in the LSC.
Absolutely not.
Be rude host on Friday night. We want everybody to be there pulling for the Mustangs. Thanks as always, Stephanie. This was kind of a weird week with a midweek match.
It
so
was.
We dropped the podcast a little bit later this week, but we'll
That's
be
okay.
back on our regular
our
schedule.
Our fans will be excited when they listen.
It's the anticipation that's the best. It's like Christmas.
Yes.
Stephanie, thanks. I appreciate you so much. And thank you for listening to the Stang Gang Podcast. Be sure to tell your friends. And be sure you're at Ligon Coliseum on Friday night as Midwestern State takes on Sol Ross. It's a 6 o'clock first serve. I'm Pete Stein. So long.